Okay. Can you, just to test my levels, can you tell me what you have for breakfast this morning?
I had a muffin.
What kind of muffin was it?
It was a blueberry muffin.
Okay. We're all set. Now, can you tell me what your name is?
My name is Abby.
Okay. Abby, are you registered to vote?
So far, no, but I do plan to register to vote soon.
Okay, cool. So if you want to do it here, you can just scan this QR code and it'll connect you to, how to register. Thank you. So the first question that we have is, what are you most excited for to vote? Like, what are you most excited about your first voting experience?
Honestly, growing up, I never really had much of a say of our presidential, government and stuff like that, who ran the states and alone our country. And I feel like now that I'm 18, I'm able to have that say and more so our government and what we could do to make a country or state better. And I feel like it definitely would help have younger generation folks have their opinion, because it's different between younger and older generations. Like, the younger generations know what's going on right now in our world, like how things are with, like, let's say bullying or like maybe school systems like MPS. Like, things could be changed in a lot of ways that I don't think the government knows about from older generations, that it could help younger generations speak up about our problems and like state or country.
Very nice. And are you from Wisconsin, or what state are you from?
I'm born in Wisconsin, raised in Wisconsin. I grew up in Madison for quite some time. Then I moved here to Milwaukee. I lived in West Allis. I graduated from Nathan Hale High School. Went to a couple MPS schools before I went to West Allis, but I mainly grew up between West Allis and Milwaukee my whole entire life.
Okay, so you mentioned that you are excited to vote because, you're finally going to get this voice to kind of tell, our current government what young people, right, young people are looking for and what they need in the city and in the state. Now, as a Wisconsin resident, what are some big issues, like, in your neighborhood where you grew up, or, like, as a state that you feel need to be talked about more?
So I was in a company or an internship called AmeriCorp. The program was called City Year, where people would be trained to be mentors, teachers, to basically help out, be more so a teacher and assistant teacher to teachers in MPS schools. And while I worked there with AmeriCorp/City Year, that a lot of these kids in the MPS schools, like on Clark Street or like Mitchell or South Division and stuff like that, like a lot of kids don't have either a home or a way to get to school, or even some schools don't do free lunches. So then I feel like a lot of kids just come to school empty-handed and don't have the resources that we need. And for me, I feel like the government could maybe offer some more resources for like maybe high schoolers or even like up to elementary schoolers. Like, a lot of these kids that I worked with in elementary schools never really had a home nor technology or the funds to pay for technology or books. So a lot of them came to school empty-handed with no school supplies, nothing to use for school, and didn't even have a ride to school, so they barely showed up for school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a critical matter to definitely think about and to kind of get some policies and procedures passed for. So kind of going off of that too, and thinking about some more big issues that matter to you the most, what could be a declining factor for you in terms of which of the candidates you choose, whether it is for local elections or national elections?
I feel like I haven't really done very much research on our presidential or government, but I know a declining factor definitely is caring more so about what they think and feel about, more so than not listening to what the city or state or even country has to say on top of that. And I feel like if you don't listen to what the people have to say, it doesn't really matter what you do. It's not going to make what people want to say be heard and help them in the long run.
Very nice. And my last question is, why do you think voting is important?
Voting is important because I feel like it's a way for people to get out there, get to have a choice and matter of how they want their state or country ran, or like the policies set in place. And I feel like that's important because not everybody has like poverty, for example. Like a lot of people are very homeless, don't have a house or anything. And I feel like if a lot of people spoke up about like problems like poverty and homeless and like not having jobs and stuff like that, I feel like it would definitely help a lot with getting that opinion out there to help make the states or countries better.
Very good. And is there anything else that you would like to add about your voting experience?
For me, I know my parents growing up, they didn't really discuss voting around me, but I know in school we had a voting system where we got to vote on things, and voting definitely is very important because if you don't have a say in what you want to do for like the state or country, you're never gonna get what you want.
All right, thank you so much.